Now, a conversation from StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative. StoryCorps recorded oral histories with veterans and family members across North Carolina. Ted Corcoran and his wife Brittany live in Raleigh. They talked about how his service as an Army medic in Iraq in 2005 changed his perspective on the world.
What made you decide to do this today?
Well, we're having a baby. We wanted to sit down and talk about my service while it's kind of fresh in my memory still, and have something for our children to go back and listen to. I was stationed in Blod. They called it Mortaritaville because there were so many mortar attacks that would come into the base. And so the first thing I remember is that we had to go and set up a aid station. The aid station was, I would say, like your civilian walk-in clinic. We had Iraqi civilians that lived around the base that didn't have access to healthcare. And so what we would do is we would screen them, allow them to come on base, and then we would start treating them at that aid station. I remember right off the bat, I felt like I was doing something good and I was making an impact immediately in regards to that. I transitioned to be a road medic after one of our medics got seriously injured. And at that point, it was night missions. It completely shifted as far as what I was doing in Iraq. I would be doing convoy escorts, these long lines of tractor trailers. Our convoy itself got hit with like 3 or 4 different IEDs. My vehicle got hit with an IED. When I look back, that's like, I consider that kind of like the real soldiering. And then at the very end, we started doing a lot of humanitarian missions. And I think that was like a really good closure to what I was doing as far as my military service goes. And so we would go and work with the civilians to go and set up their hospital. We would go and deliver supplies and school supplies to the children. That's where I really kind of felt the whole entire impact of everything that was going on. And like, not from like a war perspective, but like almost from like a humanitarian perspective. When I first left to go to Iraq, it was, okay, let me just go and do my time. Let me go and do whatever I need to go and do. Keep my head down. Don't get hurt and come back with all your arms and your legs. And then at a certain point, I realized, you know, when I started doing a lot of the road medic piece, I'm part of a bigger picture. I'm there to go and help out to make sure that everybody comes home safely. And then during that last period of time, it was taking a look back and not worrying about Americans at that point, looking at what can I do to go and change everybody's lives and to go and make this meaningful on a higher level beyond myself, beyond my country, and as a whole. And then that changed me a lot coming back.
Let's talk a little bit about the transition back to civilian life. How was that? How did that process go?
It was difficult. One thing that like changed me, and I think that's really important as far as civilian life goes, is kind of like that experience I talked about with like kind of working with civilians. I realized that I needed to do something bigger here at home. And a lot of the things that like we get so uptight about and wound up about here in America really don't mean anything to people in different countries or people from different situations. So you and I, like, we work with refugees. Mm-hmm. That's really important to me because I've seen where these people have come from and I know what a war zone is like. So what I really did was trying to find meaning in my life after my service, trying to figure out ways to go and serve other people.
This conversation was produced by North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative, funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I'm Elizabeth Friend.